Good afternoon. This is Elmira and You, a podcast for the members and friends of Elmira Baptist Church. We are located in California's North Bay at 6111 California Pacific Road. Let me welcome you today. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm so glad you joined me this afternoon. Today is Monday, October 18th, 2021. Psalm 66 opens with the words, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious." What can you praise the Lord for today? For our devotional today, I want to bring to your attention again another passage from Psalm 119, verses 33 and 34. Psalm 119, 33, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law, yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart." These verses, the psalmist has a request of God, and that's for instruction, for assistance in understanding his law. We should not assume that we're smart enough to figure it out on ourselves. We go to God regularly and say, "How does this work? How do I implement this in my life? How do I live this out?" So often in my own life, there are circumstances that don't seem to yield very easily to what God wants me to do. The temptation is just to say, "Well, God hasn't really said much about this. I'll just do my best." Well, my best is never as good as what God wants. But by his grace, I can do better than that. By God's grace, with his wisdom, with God's understanding, with insight into his word that the Holy Spirit can give me, we call it the illumination of the Holy Spirit, I can meet those unusual circumstances. So this week, as you're spending time with God, pray these verses to him. "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law." We had a great day yesterday at Elmira Baptist Church, another chance to gather to worship the Lord. And in the morning, we looked at faith again from the book of Mark, and in the evening, from the book of Revelation, the privilege of praise. If you've missed either one of those are posted on Sermon Audio and will soon be posted on YouTube as well, so you can go to those spots to see them. Let me just give you a couple quick updates. Let me mention, first of all, the ladies' retreat is this weekend. And ladies, you will be leaving at 11 o'clock from the church on Thursday. So on Thursday, the 21st of October, be here by 11 o'clock. Be here a little bit early, 10:45 or so, so you can get things loaded up and be on your way to the ladies' retreat. Let me also mention about Operation Christmas Child. We've already had several boxes come in. Thank you for that. You'll notice that there is a tag, a sticker that unpeels and gets put on the box that marks whether it's for a boy or for a girl and the approximate age of boy or girl that you have packed that box for. Please pack those boxes with that in mind. On that sticker, or on the piece of paper that holds that sticker, there is also some instructions about how to pack the box, what kinds of things to put in the box, and what things to not put in the box. So read that carefully. Finally, to get these boxes from here in California to their location around the world, the Operation Christmas Child asks that we give $9. Now, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can give that online. There's a website there. Follow the instructions there on the website to give that online. You can, if you choose, put that in the offering here at Elmira Baptist Church. Just put Elmira Baptist Church on your check, or put the cash in an offering envelope. On the memo line, put OCC, or Operation Christmas Child. On the offering envelope, put OCC or Operation Christmas Child, and we'll know that those funds go to get these boxes around the world. I hope that you'll consider participating in Operation Christmas Child. In each box is a gospel presentation, and part of the process of giving out these boxes involves presenting the gospel to these children. So consider this as one way that you can get the gospel out around the world. This has been Elmira and You for Monday, October 18th, 2021. You can join us this Sunday, 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for morning worship, and 5 p.m. for our evening worship. We'll also meet on Wednesday for a Bible study and time of prayer. Join us at 7 o'clock. I gave you our address earlier. Join us tomorrow for another edition of Elmira and You. And set aside some time and emotional energy to praise the Lord today.